Hey guys, it's Dave, and it's Sunday, so I'm going to go ahead and do my third weekly roundup here. If you're new to this, basically what happens is throughout the week I post various posts to my blog at davekamek.com, and then on the weekend I usually highlight one post or maybe a group of posts and do a quick audio boo about them just to get you to maybe go and take a look. So this week I'm going to switch it up a little bit. The past couple weeks I've actually focused on just one post. This time I actually wrote about three different applications this week, so I'm going to kind of highlight those in quick detail. So here we go. The first one that I wrote about was called Square, and if you haven't heard of Square, it's from the inventor of Twitter, and it's half hardware and half software, but it's completely free. So what it lets you do is it actually lets you accept credit cards on your phone. You sign up at squareup.com. They send you a little white reader. It's a square. It's tiny. You can put it in your pocket with no problem, and it plugs into the headphone jack on your phone, and then you launch the app. You put in how much you're going to charge. So say if you want to charge $20 for something, you use the keypad on screen and type in $20. You swipe the credit card, and then the money is automatically transferred from the credit card into your bank account. And it works wonderfully. I've heard that there were some issues with older versions of the hardware, that maybe it wouldn't scan the card as easily, but I've had no problems with it since I've been using it. It's really awesome. Completely free, like I said. They do take a little cut of each transaction. It's like, I want to say it's like 15 cents or something like that, 15 cents and then like 2% of the transaction, which is competitive 100%, and it's an awesome deal. It's great if you are a retailer of any sort. Maybe you do a trade show. Maybe you sell merchandise for a band or something like that. In any of those cases, you may have been in the scenario where you might have been able to make a sale, but you couldn't because you couldn't accept credit cards at that particular time. Well, now, as long as you have your phone with you, you can always accept credit cards, and if you're anything like me, you pretty much have your phone on you 24/7, so it's really awesome. And like I said, totally free. The next application that I wrote about was actually an app that I found in the Mac App Store that I really like. It's called Sparrow, and it's a Mac-specific application. It's an email client, and it uses a little different approach to email management. A lot of email applications like Thunderbird or Outlook, they all use that, you know, full screen. You know, you get your list of emails on the right side, list of your folders on the left side, and maybe a pane where you actually view the email. Sparrow is a little different in that it's almost like a Twitter application. You just see a small column of your email inbox, and you see the subject, who it's from, and you can obviously click to take a look at the full message, but it takes up very little screen real estate, and I just really like it. It's kind of hard to demo without giving a visual, so take a look at the post on my blog and let me know what you think. And if there's a cooler mail application out there, let me know, and I'd love to try it out. I'm using Postbox is a new one that I just started using. It's a little more traditional. There are some cool advanced features, but I haven't really used enough to talk about it, so I'll go ahead and wait on that. And then finally, the third application is also a Mac application. I'm sorry, I'm a Mac guy these days, but that's just how it goes, and it's called Little Snapper. And fundamentally, what Little Snapper is it's a screenshot management program, but it's cool if you're a designer. If you've ever, been on your computer looking at an application or browsing the web and you saw something cool and you're a designer and you thought, man, I could use something like this in a project. But then when it comes time to actually start working on that new project, you completely forget about it. Or maybe you try to find it in your browser history, but you can never actually find it or get back to that website. Little Snapper completely takes care of that. It lets you not only take screenshots of applications, so like just like a normal desktop screenshot, but you can also take individual screenshots of web pages and things. And what's really cool about it and what I like about it is that it'll actually capture the full page without having to scroll through the page and take, you know, 20 different screenshots. You just say, okay, I have this page open, Little Snapper, go ahead and take a picture, and it'll pull in the whole page and you can make edits from there. It's completely non-destructive, so if you make changes, you can always get back to the original source image, and I really like it. So that's Little Snapper. I got it for like $5 off the Mac App Store. It might be a little more expensive because that was an introductory price. I'm sorry I'm talking very quickly because I have a 5-minute limit and I'm coming up on that. But thank you very much for listening as always. Check out my blog at davekamek.com and let me know if there are any cool things that you would like me to write about, maybe an application that you've discovered. Let me know and I'd love to hear it. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.